We are on Daf Mem Pes Amid Beis. We hear the Machlokes Rabbe and Rav Chisda. What is the halacha if you had someone married to a ger and the ger died before they were chayvel the dmei vlodes? What is the din? So Rabbi held that the Isha is zeich in the Dmei Vlodes, and the Tashlume, the Dmei Vlodes, goes to her. And Rav Chisda said, no, the whole schus of the Dmei Vlodes, the Baal has, after the Hapole, he's zeich the schus al yedei tviyosai. There's no Baal, so there's no schus to my vlodes. Leimo ketanoi. So the Gemara says, lechoyre de machloikes of Rabbe and Rav Chisda. The machloikes tanoi. We learned a baraisa. Bas Yisrael shenisa is leger. Venis abro mimenu. Vechov al bo. And someone was chayvel in her, and she was maple the vlodes. So if the chavala was bechayei hager, the girl was still alive. I say the mei vlada is leger, so you give the mei vlada is leger. La'achar mises hager. What happens if the chavala was after the mises hager? So we have here a machlekes tanoi, tani chode chayev. One Braise says that the Noigev is chayev to pay the Mevlodis. The Tani Chode Potter, and one Tana says that he's Potter to pay the Mevlodis. If the whole Chavola was La'achel Mises Ager, so we have here a Machlekes Tanoim, if the Noigev is chayev to pay the Mevlodis. My love, Tanoi Ninu. So, it's a machlokes Tanoi. The man, the Oma, that says Chayiv. So, you see, there's a Tashlumei Dmei Vlodes to the Isha. And the man, the Oma, that says, and that is like Rabbi. And the man, the Oma, that says Potter. He holds there's no such thing. The whole schus of the Dmei Vlodes is only a Yedei Tviyas Habal, La'acha Achavola. If there's no Baal, there's no schus to my blooders. My love, tanoi ninu. So the Gemara answers, l'rabbe vadai tanoi, 100%, according to Rabbe. The only way we can understand this machlekes is by saying it's a machlekes tanoi. Let us see what Rashi says. L'rabbe vadai al kochoch muki l'milsei ketanoi. Rabbe Zicha has to say, hishtik teire. That he had said that the Isha is Zeiche in the Mevlodois, if it was Meis Habal Koidim HaChavola, so he's Mukhav to say this is a Machlikis Tanoi, Duhu Omar Chayiv. He holds Chayiv, and that's the first Baraisa. Bohod the Tony Potter, but there's a Baraisa that says you're Potter from the Mevlodois in Motsi Mukhav Leikavosoi. It cannot be according to him. Why should you be potter? There's a chiyev to my blood is to the Isha. Bal kolchach hochi metaret, so al kolchach rabbi has to farenfer. This baraisa anoda omri ketana de mechayev. I hold la locha like the tana that's mechayev. So according to rabbi, it's muchach to say that this shayla gufev, the isha is zeich and the may blood is a machlokes tanoim if the baal died before the chavol. Elo le Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chisda, that says she zeiche is not zeiche in the may blood. So according to Rav Chisda, the din should be if the chavol was la'acha mises habal, she zeiche be potter. Milema Tanoi, does Rav Chisda also have to say it's a machlokes Tanoi? And I hold like the Tanoi that says Potter. So the Gemara says, no, according to Rav Chisda, loy kosher. These two baraises, nothing is shver according to Rav Chisda. Both baraises can be according to Rav Chisda. Ho Rabbonon, ho Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now let us see Rashi. Elo l'Rav Chisda, mi leime, mi boile l'ukme milso beplukte ketanoi. Do we have to say according to Rav Chisda also, that that what he said, la chamisas habal, is not chi of the mevlodis. Do we have to say, this is a machlekes tanoi? Well, the mayman, Rav Chisda, will have to say, ano da omri ketana de pota, and I hold like the tana that says ye pota from the mevlodis. Or does Rav Chisda have an eitzim to say the Tana that says Chayev is not speaking about the Mevlodis? He's speaking about something else. So Memele, there will not be a kashe from the Tana that says Chayev. So the Gemara says, Loi kashe, Kloima. Omaloch Rav Chisda Tavayu Tanoi Kibosi Kaime. All the Tanoim hold, both Tanoim hold like me. The Bidmei Vlodeis Potter, if there was no Baal Bishasta Chavola, the whole Chi of the Mei Vlodeis comes a Yedei Tviya Sabal, La'acha the Chavola, and if there's no Chavola, if there's no Baal, so there's no Tviya, so there's no Chi of the Mei Vlodeis. The bid may vlod is potter, la acha misses ab agar. Oho, the sanye chay. Aid, what did the Tana say chay? Bishvach vlod is. You chay if to pay the isha, shvach vlod is. Ba alibe de Rab Shimon, the omar isha palge bohu. Because Rab Shimon says, an isha gets a chaylik in the shvach vlod is. We had a machlokes Rab Shimon and the Tana Kame. The Tanakhame darshened, v'nokfo isha hora. Isha hora is coming to tell us that the Baal gets the shvach heroin, the Baal gets the shvach blodis. Rab Shimon does not make this rash, and he holds they share in the shvach blodis. She gets half, and he gets half. So that what the baraisa that says, la'acha mises hager, La'acha misses ager. There's one Tana that says chayiv. Chayiv does the chayiv to her, not to the ger. Chayiv to her. Speaking about shvach vlodis. Rav Shimon Gamliel says she has a chelik in the shvach vlodis. Leave the Rav Shimon Damisha palgavu vehi kayemes v'hod etoni pota. And the baraisa that says you pota rabbonani. The Omri Kulu the Baal, they say Shvach Vlodis belongs completely to the Baal. Varehu Meis, so my male with the Baal died, Vizoch is Emin Hefkas, he doesn't know anything. There's no Chiyuv Bechlal. Shvach Vlodis to the Baal because he died. They hold the whole Shvach Vlodis is only to the Baal, and the Baal died. Aber Rabbe, loy motzi le trutzi midi. Do ihu omar isha zochso becheilig baila mina hefke. Rabbe says that whatever the Baal had, she is zoiche. She is zoiche dmei vlodes. Lecheiru hu adin shvach vlodes. Vohoyel vi yoysem uberes umurzekes behen bishas misa. When he died, she was murzik in the dmei vlodes, in the shvach vlodes. So she is zoiche in these in yonim, that she is a schus in these, it's where he's a ger, and he died. So she's zoiche in the schus moment that he had, she's zoiche. So memela, according to Rabbe, you can't say this Teretz is going according to the Tanakhama that holds that Shvach Vlodis belongs to the Baal. The whole Shvach Vlodis belongs to the Baal. So what? Rabbi says that the Mei Vlodis even belongs to the Baal. But if the Baal died before the Chavola, so she's Zoyche in the Mei Vlodis and Huadin in the Shvach Vlodis. For my potter, my Shvach Vlodis, the Mei Vlodis, the Doninu, she was Zoyche, and the Shvach Vlodis and the Dmei Vlodis. So Rabbi did not have this etzer that Rav Chisda had, because according to Rabbi, there's no way to say that the noigiv should be potter. Why should it be potter? All the schusim that the Baal had, the Dmei Vlodis, the Shvach Vlodis, goes over to the Isha. So therefore he has to say Tanoi, the Tana that says potter holds like Rav Chisda. But according to Rav Chisda, that holds there's no din that she's zoiche what belonged to the Baal. So we could say, we're speaking about the Shvach Vlodis. According to the Chachomim, she's not zoiche in the Shvach Vlodis. Just like she's not zoiche in the Dmei Vlodis. So that's the Tana that says Potter. And the Tana that says Chayev is in Shvach Vlodis. Because she has a filu b'chaye yager, she has a schus in the shvach vlodis, so chayev is in the shvach vlodis. Rek the gemore, irab shimen ben gamliel, my irya la'acha mise. So if you're telling me the baraisa is going according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, now the baraisa says as follows. Chovo bo b'chaye yager, no yisim d'me vlodis lager, la'acha mise sager. Tani chod chayiv, v'tani chod potter. So it says, if we're speaking about now by shvach vlodis, so shvach vlodis, you don't need mises ager, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, afilu mechayim, she's oichen half of the shvach vlodis. So why does the baraisa say la'acha mises ager? Ma'ir ye la'acha misa afilu mechayim nami is lo palge, and the baraisa seems to say, La'acha misus ager, if the Chabola was la'acha misus ager, then he's chay. Why so he's b'chaye yager? He's not chay. So the Gemara answers, Michayim islo palgo, la'acha misa kule. So the Gemara says, according to Rab Shimon Gamliel, Michayim, when he's alive, so they share in the Shvach Vlodis. He gets half, and the Isha gets half. Now the Baraisa is telling us, but if he died, Koidim Achabole, so she's Zeich in the whole Shvach Vlodis. Now how this works, we'll see later. Let us see Rashi. Ma'ir Yelacha Mises Hager Ditoni Chayev Liten Lo Chelko. Why does it say when the ger died, so ben yechayv litin lo chelka, mechayim the ger na mechayv litin lo chelka? So the Gemara says, la'acha mises ager kule, you give the whole shvach vlodis. The zach yeshi is zoiche bechelek shvach vlodis shel bailo. She is zoiche in the chelek shvach vlodis of the Baal. Which needs an explanation, but let us go further. Lishne, before you say me, now the Gemara says, I'll tell you another teretz. However, ha Rav Shimon Gamliel, both Baraises are going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Baraise that says, Chayev kam b'shvach vlodis. You pay the shvach vlodis to the Isha completely. And kam the Baraise that says, Potter b'dmei vlodis. The Dmei Vlodis, Rav Chisda holds that it's not a schus momen that the ger possessed, that she could be zoichin. So with Dmei Vlodis, the noigif is potter. In Bishvach Vlodis, the noigif pays her the whole shvach. Frag the Gemara Amere de Kekashe. Omri, Mishvach Vlodis, Lishma Dmei Vlodis. In fact, the Gemara, I don't understand what Rav Chisda is saying over here. According to Rav Chisda, it's going according to Rav Shimon. Fine. Going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Baal possesses the whole Dmei Vlodis, and he possesses half of the Shvach Vlodis. Now, in the Dmei Vlodis, in the Bailis of the Baal, in Dmei Vlodis, So Rav Chisda says it's not a schus momen. It's a, when the Baal is teveya, he gets a, if he's around by the Chabola, he has a schus litvoya the Mevlodis. Now, he, not only does he have a schus litvoya the Mevlodis, he has a schus litvoya shvach vlodis. But according to Rav Shimon, he's like half of the shvach vlodis. Frag the Gemara, if, but half of the shvach vlodis belongs to the Baal. Now, all of a sudden, Rav Shimon says that, yeah, he gets half, if he gets half, but if he died before the Chavola, so then she takes over his half. That's what Rashi said before. Rashi said that the Zochye Bechelik Shvach Vlodei Shal Bailo. She's Zochye and the Chelik Shvach Vlodei. Oh, so all of a sudden, Avchis is a pesamayda b'mitzvahs, that the Baal had a chelik in shvach vlodis. If he died before the chavola, she's zoich in his chelik. In fact, the Gemara will say the same shpilichel by the mei vlodis. If she can take over, so all of a sudden you're saying epis, it's a schus moment. Shvach vlodis is a schus moment that when a ger dies, she's zoich in his schus. Mina hefker. So say the same thing by the main lovers. Kasha number one. And then kasha number two, umid Rav Shimon Gamliel, lishma la Rabbana. Now, according to the Rabbana, you're saying it's going according to Shimon Gamliel. According to Shimon Gamliel, of main lovers, or shvach lovers. So you're saying, the main lovers, that is potter. Because the Baal was dead before the Chavola. So the first kasha was, but just like the Shvach Lodis, she's Zeiche his Chaylik, so the Mev Lodis, she's also be Zeiche his Chaylik, number one. Number two, according, why are you saying it's going according to Rav Shimon? According to Rabbana, you're saying Shvach Lodis, she takes over his Chaylik. So what's the Chaylik if his Chaylik is half of the Shvach Lodis, or the whole Shvach Lodis, but Shvach Lodis, she takes over his chelik if he died before the chavola. So according to Rabban, it also be the same thing. Why you say, oh, Rab Shimon, was going according to Rab Shimon? Before you said, oh, Rab Shimon, oh, Rabbono. Why was, well, just like, according to Rab Shimon, she can take over his chelik. According to the Rabban, she can also take over his chelik. Rab Shimon Gamliel, lishma la Rabban. Omri, like, no, it's no kasha. Shvach vlodis de shaykh yodo bigavayu. Shvach vlodis. That Michayim, she has a schus also in shvach vlodis. Zochye buhu bikulo. So if the husband died before, so she can be zoche in the whole shvach vlodis. May vlodis, the loy shaykh yoda bigavayu, loy zachye buhukla. But the may vlodis, she never has chus on the may vlodis. So if the husband died before, she won't take over his chaylik, but like Rav Chisda said, it's tzori, it's a moment, it's a schus moment that it's possible for her to be zoichen, but also didn't have a schus moment. So the Gemara is a very difficult Gemara to understand. It's Sisrei Teire, but we'll come soon back to the Gemara. Let us just see Rashi. Amri, let's see Rashi. Im kein kashel av chizde, b'mishvach lodeis ha-megi echet shei b'chai yager lager, v'kom ha-rab shimen, d'ch-shemeis, when he died, v'im uberes zoch sehi b'chel koi. So she's zoiche in his chaylik. So you have to say it's a psaschus moment. Nishma de zoch sanami bid meiv lodo is the baila. The maishna de meiv lodo is mishvach lodo. There's no chilik. That's number one. And the more asked, omid arab shimin da shmini de zoch sa bechelkoi. Nishma nami labona de zoch sa bekulam. So let her be zeichen the whole shvach vlodis. Rabbona lepligi ele v'mechayim. Avo b'schiyya v'la'ach ha'misa lepligi Rabbona v'Rab Shimon. So if you say that she can be zeich in the shvach vlodes, in the chelik of the Baal, so let her be zeich according to Baal, also in the chelik of the Baal. Here we had a half, here we had all things, what's the chelik? Omri loidomu d'mei vlodes l'shvach vlodes, shvach vlodes l'pshim in the shaycha bu mechayim bepalge, since she zeich mechayim bepalge, ki mayis zachya bekulu. You have to understand what the Gemara is answering. The Gemara is very, very difficult to understand. It's the chilek. She had a half, so now she can get another half. But by the Mevlod, she didn't have anything she can't get. So the Dvar Yaakov says, I'm really gezach. But before I say over the Dvar Yaakov, I'd like to mention one more thing. You see from the Gemara, this is what the Barber says, we see from the Gemara said, if you say you take over Shvach Vlodis, according to Rab Shimon, take over the Mei Vlodis. So we see from the Gemara, Amir Dikazach, the Mei Vlodis, Shvach Vlodis is the same thing. If you say that the Mei Vlodis is not a Schus Momen, Shvach Vlodis is also not a Schus Momen. The Gemara did not differentiate. The Gemara says, if she can be Zoyche, be Schus Abal, so it's called he had a Schus Momen in the Mei Vlodis, some Meila, so she should be Zoyche, if she can be Zoyche in the Shvach Vlodis, the Gemara did not want to differentiate between the Mei Vlodis and Shvach Vlodis. And there's no difference between the Chachomim and Rab Shimon. The Gemara says, no, the Shaykhah bo, Shaykhah yodah b'gabayu. It's Mamela, that's why you give her the whole Dmei Vlodis. The whole Shvach Vlodis. So to Dvar Yaakov amir de kevot. The Gemara till now understood, and Rashi says Keseda like that, that she's taking over his schus. He's a ger died, so she's taking over his schus. So the Gemara asks, if she can take over his schus and the Shvach Vlodis, let her take over and the Mei Vlodis, I mean, what's the chiluk? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you a merely kavod. The Emerson, let us just see, the Gemara daf mem tesem adalek, we'll see two rashis, two merely rashis, and then that's when we'll get a clear kite. Let us see Rashi, the beginning of the Gemara, that when Tesma, the Mei Vlodis, Shvach Vlodisu, the Ktoni, Shomna Seisha, the Yesh Bechlal Shumazu, the Mei Vlodis, Uma Sheisha Nires Mishubachas, Ubalas Eivorim, she looks up Sazoi bigger, Mipnei Ha'uba, and Rashi attributes this because of the Uber, she has an Uber inside of her, so therefore, because of the Uber, she's larger. V'dameho yikorin. That's why she's worth more. And Rashi says later, so here we see, the Shvach Vlodis is because of the Uber. Shvach is because of the Uber. Now let us see Rashi, Rav Shimon Gamliel asked on the Tanakhame, V'chi l'mi sha'isha yeledes, l'mi sha'zok sa'teire d'mei vlodes, yevina nami shvach d'mei nafcho, sh'd'mei gufa mis'alin, hovadi shvach d'mei nafcho, d'shvach machmas gufa nami osi. It's because of her also. V'nezek hu. And it's nezek. We'll come back to this hash with hash, it's v'nezek hu. But Vadai shvach de mei nafcha mach maskufe nami osi. So Rashi is telling us that what a isha muberes is large, a balas eivorim, there are two factors that bring about this largeness. One, she has an uber inside of her, So that brings about that she looks like a Baal Seborim. Well, Machmas Guf and Ami Yosei, she also contributed that she's more, forget about the Uber alone, but the Ibur, that she's more Beres, makes that she should look larger. She's blown up as a Shvach Nafcho because of the Ibur alone, because of the Ibur and the Uber. Now, according to, this is the Teres of the Gemara, according to Rab Shimon, we split the Shvach Blodes. Now, Rab Shimon doesn't have a posik. Chomim have a posik, Shvach Blodes belongs to the Baal. Horo. Not for Yisho. Horo, he gets Shvach Eroi. According to Rab Shimon, there's no posik. So, we split it. So he says, what is the lomdus? Why do you split it? So he says, because really, in this nafche, that what she is blown up, which is a shvach, there are two sibis for the shvach. She's a sibbe, because she's muberes. And the uber is a sibbe, because she has an uber inside herself. So he says, amir dikazach. So theoretically, each sibbe is enough to acquire the whole Shvach Lodus. There's a nafach because of the Isha, that she's Muberes. That brought about the nafach. There's a sibbeh that the nafach came out because of the Yubel. There's two sibbehs. And Be'emerson, each sibbeh is sufficient, should be zeich in the whole Shvach Lodus. So what happens if she has a sibbe to be zeiche and he has a sibbe to be zeiche? So you know what happens? So you split. Abchaim says, if you have a father that dies and the two sons, so Abchaim says, so each son is a yerush on all nichsei ha'ov. Als yerush, I can acquire all the nechosim that the father possessed. I have a brother who's also a yerush. So, but each one has a complete sibbe to yarshin, the whole Yerusha. But if there's two brothers, so what happens? So you divide it. You have a sibbe to yarshin, the whole Yerusha. You have a sibbe to yarshin, the whole Yerusha. So, lamaisi, you divide the Yerusha. But what'll be if one brother will die? So the second Yerush will yarshin, the whole Yerusha. That means the brother mitzadatsma, each son has a sibbe to yarshin, the whole Yerusha. That is a Yerush on half. He's a Yerush on the whole. But since there's another Yerush on the whole, you divide the Yerusha. So Memele, so the Gemara said, Amir Diketeres. The Makshin understood that she takes from him. She takes his chelik. Ooh. So the Gemara got, that's Shaklech. If she can take his chelik and Shvach Lodes, so according to the Chomim, let also take his chelik and Shvach Lodes. And let her take his chilek and the maid lodis. What's the chilek? So the Gemara says, no, you're 100% wrong. Napshad is she's taking his chilek. She is a schus. Let's see the Loshna Gemara. Shvach vlodis the shaychi yodo bigavai. She's a shaychi, the shvach vlodis. She's entitled to the whole shvach vlodis because the Hebrew brought about shvach vlodis. He also has a shaykhis. Let's mount the poly. But if he's not around, so she's zeiche in Shvach Lodais. She's zeiche in Shvach Lodais because of her schus. That's chanting Morris Teres. Shvach Lodais the shaykhis yoda bigavayu. She is a shaykhis in Shvach Lodais. Zach yevu bekulu d'mei vlodi. Yeah, bekulu. D'mei vlodi shloi shaykh yod b'gavai. Zach yevu bekulu. She can't take over his chelik. Not the way you learn she takes his chelik. No pshat is if there's no baal, so the whole shvach vlodi goes to the isha. That's how the Dvar Yaakov says pshat. A beautiful pshat. I would want to be moisif one nekude. It is gar interessant that, it is very interesting that how Rashi explains the schus of the Baal in Shvach Vladeis, and the schus of the Isha in Shvach Vladeis. The schus of the Isha in Shvach Vladeis, Rashi Yedav Mem Tesu Medalev says, Amir de Kizach, Rashi says, V'chilo Mishi Isha Yeledes, Mishi Zoksa, Dmei Vladei Shevinen Amishvach, Dmei Navcha, Rashi said a mouthful over here. It's nezek. This is not the Dmei Vladeis. This is not the Dmei Vladeis. The Dmei Vladeis we mentioned her barber. That's a psalm. Chodesh Tikedin Tashlumim. That's therefore according to Rav Chisda, there's no Chusay Momin over there. It's he's Teveya. But some Chodesh Tikedin Tashlumim. That's Dmei Vladeis. Shvach Vladeis, when we're speaking about her, so Rashi says, I can't. She was the one, this is one of, just like this, a person is caught, Yodai shall play me. So that's Nezik, I had a hand, and now you took away the hand. Before she was size 15, and now she's size 13, which somehow is a Hefsid. So you took away two sizes from me. So that's Nezek. You took away something from me. She gets, so the Shvach Vladeis that she acquires is Nezek, as she says. She is also a cause of the Shvach Vladeis, and that's Nezek. The reason that the Baal gets the Shvach Vladeis, Rashi says before, because of the Uber. He gets it because of the Uba. So the Shvach Vladeis of the Baal is Mekusha in the Din Dmei Vladeis. That means just like the Torah was Mezake him in the Dmei Vladeis, and he gets Dmei Vladeis, whatever the Lumdus might be. So, but the Vladeis brought about a Shvach Vladeis. So that's why he's entitled to the Shvach Vladeis. Now, the Shvach Vladeis can never be better than the Dmei Vladeis. Because the whole reason he's entitled to the Shvach Vladeis is because the Shvach came through the Yuba. So, just like he gets the May Vladeis, he's also entitled to the Shvach that these Vladeis created. But can't be better, a chain is as strong as the weakest link. It can't be better than the May Vladeis. So, Lemaise, when the Gemara and the Havamini understood that she zoiche his Shvach Vladeis. So the Gemara says, if she zoiche his Shvach Vladeis, she should be zoiche the Dmei Vladeis. You can't split the hair. Because her Shvach Vladeis is Nezek. But his Shvach Vladeis is because of the Yuba. And it can't be better than the Yuba. So if you're telling me she takes over his Shvach Vladeis, then she should take over the Dmei Vladeis and it doesn't make sense. That was the Gemara's kasha. Till the Gemara was Machadish Ahol Numala, it's not the way you thought. It's not pshat that she takes over his chaylik. No, pshat is, we said like the Dvar Yaakov. Agav Uche, they bring down, the Dvar Yaakov brings down a Shaar Mishpat, which cleared a very modern shaylik. But he says the reason he cleared the Shaila is because of our Gemara. The Shaar Mishpat cleared a Meridike Shaila. There was a property that belonged b'shutfis to a Geir and a Yid. They were shutfit. And then the Geir died. Cleared the Shaila, does the whole property belong to the Yid? Now, there was a very modern Shaila. How does the... If he made a kinyan, Memela. If he didn't make a kinyan, how does... There were two owners over here. One owner died, so it's Hefka. How is he kind of the other half? So he says, but I have a Gemara in Baba Kameh. Tachman Tesam at base. The Gemara says by Shvach Vladeis, the Gemara asked Akasha, he learned differently than we said over from the Dvar Yaakov. But he learned, he says, I have a Gemara. The Gemara said, according to Rav Chisda, she can't take over what the husband had. He can't take over. But by Shvach Lodis, since half is hers, so the other half also swims along. You have to know how it works. So the Shabbos but says, so if it works over here, the Gemara holds for double Porsche, she can't, there's no Porsche to din Schi, according to Rav Chisda. You can't be Zoyche in the Mev Lodis, but if she has half already, somehow the other half goes along. So he says, could be the same thing we hear. But that's what we mentioned, the Dvar Yaakov. Dvar Yaakov says it's a different ballgame in Gansen. Not the Gemara means since she has half, she's Eichen his half. The Pshat is that each one is a complete Sibbe to be Zeichen in the Shvach Lodis. So she has a complete Sibbe and he has. If he's alive, so they split. If he's dead, so Mamela she gets. So Mamela, that's Pshat in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boy minei Rav Yehve Sove me Rav Nachman. Rav Yehve Sove klod ha-shayla me Rav Nachman. Ha-marzik b'shtoroysov shal get. Now before we're going to see Rashi, which is a shvera Rashi, let us just say over the Loshen HaRambam, who learns different pshat than Rashi. Rambam says as follows. Ha-marzik b'shtar Minichsei Hager. Now let's make the story interesting. That means like this. Berl sold a karke to a ger. Right? Avram the ger, he sold him a karke. Right? Gave him a shtar. One fine day, Nebuch, the ger dies. Yankel sees the shtar around. Ooh, what? It's hefker. Nichsei Hager ain't ke hefker. The karke is 2 miles away. But listen, the shtar is in the house. He goes and picks up the shtar. He wants to be zeuche. The ger got the karke through the shtar. I'll pick it up. Now it's hefke. I'll also be koine. Kidei liknei sa karke aksuva ba'isei shtar. That's what he wanted to do. I'll do the same thing what the ger did. The ger got the karke with the shtar. Now the ger is dead. So that's hefke. So I'll be koine the karke with the shtar. Abaita da, yeah. Amarzik b'shtoreisav shalger, ma'u. Man, so what's the shailas? What is the shailas? So the Gemara says like this. Man, the marzik b'shtore, adaita daru, the marzik. When he picked it up, he wanted to pick up the shtar because he wanted to be kind of the karka. Uba'are holoyasik. He didn't make a chazok in the karka. If he would have made a chazok in the karka, so then it's a hefke the karka. Run to the karka, but he wanted to be kind of the karka through the shtar. The shtari also wasn't kind. The lav daite ashtore. So the Gemara means like this. The Gemara means he picked up the shtar. He's not alarmed. Fine. But when he picked up the shtar, he picked up the shtar through the hakbos ashtar. He wants to be kind of the karka. Fine. He can't be kind of the karka. Fine. Okay, that's that. So we come over, we tell him the good news, you know you weren't kind of the kaka. Oh, his face falls. He just thought he became a millionaire, just kind of the kaka with the shtar. So now the most clinging is Shaila, but the paper, does the paper belong to him? The paper is a piece of paper, does it belong to him? What's the story of Shaila? Because his kavone when the Agbos Ashtar was to be kind of the kaka. Didn't have any interest to be kind of the paper. Now that he can't be kind of the carcass, so the whole thing was ridiculous. Or maybe we say subconsciously, or not, listen, whatever, kol mashe b'koicha chalase, I say, you pick up, I want to be kind, I want to be kind of the carcass, I want to be kind of the paper, I mean, it's hefke, so the mele, that what he wants to be kind of the carcass through the shtar is no reason he shouldn't be kind of the paper. We'll see. He wasn't kind of the star, out paper. Or not, maybe he wanted the paper also. So who asked the Shaila? Rav Yehuda Sova asked for Rav Nachman. So he said, Oni Mori, answer me my other. Bechilotz al pitzlu chusay etzach. What's your shaila? He can use, let he'll use it to stuff at sluchis. We have to understand Bisman Chazal, the bottle cap companies were non-existent, and if you had an open bottle, you wanted to stuff it, so if you had some paper, you could stuff it. So your shaila is, the shaila is on the paper, that means the words are worthless, because he can't be kind of the kalka. Yeah, that's my shaila. That is my shaila. This is how the Rambam learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Moray Mesoda asks, Amir the Kekash on the Rambam. The Moray Mesoda asks, in order to be kind of a karke, let's say the ger was kind of the karke. The ger is kind of the karke. That means the Meichel, Berl wrote, karke zu, is a reini Meichel, or neisnoloch karke zu, to Avram the ger. And he gives over the shtar to the ger. Now, when you give over the shtar to the ger, we'll see there's a din sefer amikne, he's makna the shtar to the ger. That's how the ger is kind of the karka. It's not somebody a ceremony, he lifts it up. No, he's kind of the shtar, and through the kinyan shtar, the karka belongs to him. It's not somebody. That's how kinyan shtar works. Kinyan shtar works. That I give over my document to you, but it's not a ceremony, it's a hakna also. You're kind of the shtar. Ve'kach ha-sefer ha-mikneh. Frick to Moray Mesode. So, he zicha wanted to be kind of the shtar. The reason he wanted to be kind of the shtar because he don't be kind of the shtar. But he wanted to be kind of the shtar. So now you go and tell him, well, you know, you weren't kind of the kaka. Fine, I wasn't kind of. But he wanted to be kind of the shtar. So, if he's kind of the shtar, automatically the paper is his. Right? What should be the shaila? But since I'm not kind of the karka, so maybe the shtar is also. But if he had kavanas kinyan on the shtar, so why shouldn't the paper be his? He wanted a miyesh bechlal masayim on it. I have to be kind of the shtar in order to be kind of the karka. I wanted to be kind of the shtar. So now you're like, well, the karka you want kind of, but why shouldn't the paper belong to him? As I fragged him, Rei Mesoda. Fine. Now let us go, this is the Rambam's pshat, and let us see Rashi. Rashi is a whole new pshat. Rashi says, Hamachzik b'shtoroi shel ger, sheshibed lo Yisrael achar karko iso. We're not speaking about a shtar matone, we're speaking about a shtar halvo, or a shtar shibud. Let's talk about a shtar halvo, this is what's been about a shtar halvo. That means that Reuven, Berl borrowed money from Avram the Ger, Shtar Havo, and he was Meshabit with the Shtar, his Karkois. He was Meshabit his Karkois to Avram the Ger. Now, Avram the Ger died. Yankel goes and sees the Shtar Havo, that Reuven is Meshabit his karkois to Avram the Ger. Reuven is Berl is Meshabit his karkois to Avram the Ger. Berl isn't here, so I'll be Zeichen now in the Shibu. He picks up the Shtar. Sheshibit loy Yisrael acha karkois. So Mao Liknes as an the Shaila is, well, the paper kapot me, it's the same Shaila because, Ushtos, maybe we'll say not, Ushtos nami leikone, viyosi yisrolache beherzik bo, lotzer al pitzli chusei kanye. Maybe he wasn't kind of, he wanted to be kind of the shibut. He can't be kind of the shibut, so my mele. So he's not kind of the paper also. Fine. Now let us just see the Lashna Gemore. Marzik b'shtaroish of Shager, we're speaking about a shtar halvo. Avram the Ger had a shtar halvo from Berl. Man the marzik b'shore adaita the arahu the marzik. He wanted to be kind of the shibut. Uba'are holoi arzik. He didn't make a chazok in the karka. So memele, he only made a hagbo in the shtar. He didn't make a chazok in the karka. So the balatumes, the lachemishna ask Rashi, the lashon of the gemara, we're going to have later a gemara. Let's talk about what would be, let's forget about the shtar. He goes over, the ger died. He goes over to the karka that was meshubah to the ger. And he'll make a chazok in the karka. So we'll have a Gemara that's worthless. Why is it worthless? Because the minute the ger died, so the life is euch in the shibut. The life is euch in the shibut. So you can't do that. Fine. So Memele, so they all ask a kasha and Rashi. They ask a kasha and Rashi. The Gemara says he wasn't zeich in the karka. He wasn't mafsik in the karka. If he would have been mafsik in the karka, then the chazak would have helped. This is a kasha and Rashi that the balatumis the lechem mishnah ask on Rashi. Fine, but al kaponim, this is a Rashi lemshat. Now there's a Muridike Kasha from the Ktsois, and a Muridike Teretz, I'd like to say over. Fine. So we have a problem over here. If the Lashon Ba'ara Layachzik, if he would have been Masik, he would have been Kain of the Sheep, but he's never Kain of the Sheep. Fine. The halacha is that who pays for the Shtar Halvo? The Loiver. This is from the Beitzos of the Loiva. He's borrowing money. He has to write a shtar. The Loiva pays for the shtar halvo. That's from the Loiva's obligation. Mavs and Mechut to pay for the shtar halvo. The Loiva pays for the shtar halvo. Fine. It's found by Amor Yudike Kashe. So the Hogma of the Chapella. If we're speaking about a shtar halvo. Now this person picked up the shtar halvo. He wanted to be kind of the sheep. Fine. He can't be kind of the sheep. Fine. Good. So what's the shaila? The shaila is, but can he keep the shtar? Did he have a zinnin? Did he have a ganze meise? And shuldit, the shtar does not belong to the ger. The shtar belongs to the loive. The loive paid for the shtar. So Amor Dike Kasha, according to Rashi, what's the shayla? We have a psas alom the shayla, though. Was he zeich in the paper? Wasn't he zeich in the paper? Here, come on, there was something else. Was he zeich in the paper? And Judith, the paper doesn't belong to the girl. The paper belongs to the loiver. The loiver paid for this. So give him back the paper. Up the whole shackle of attire, and the paper doesn't belong to the girl. Finished. This kasha, the Ktzai says, Amor Yudike Kasha. Emphat the Ktzai, that's true. The paper belongs to the loiver. But there's a din by a shtar havo also, when he's matne the shibut through the shtar, so just like by a shtar mecher, there's a din sefer hamikne, the shtar that belongs to me, I matne to you, and when you're zeichen the shtar, you're zeichen the karka by shtar mecher, so by a shibut, you're zeichen the shibut, but shtar works with the hakno of the shtar. Shtar works with the akno of the shtar. You have to be makna the shtar, or else the shibud wouldn't work. The shibud, al yedeya shtar, works with the akno of the shtar. So let's go slowly. So gewaldig. The loive paid for the shtar. It's his shtar. But the loive, he wants to be meshabed his karke. Berl wants to be meshabed his karke with the shtar to Avram Ager. So in order to be meshabed, you have to be makna. You have to be makne the shtar to Avram Ager. Oh, Hashem. So now the shtar belongs to Avram Ager. Oh, belongs to Avram Ager. So now this, but now we have a shayla. Oh, but the ger died. I want to be zeiche in the paper. So far, so good. The din is, with all the slumdas, the din is, when the loive pays up, the Malve has to give back the shtar. The Loive paid for it. So how does this work? All of a sudden we say belongs to Avram Ager, and now he wants to be zoich in this paper. You have to give back the shtar to the Loive. So back where we started from. So Tiktois, it works as follows. And this Tadvar Avram says one Knech, and it's beautiful. So Tiktois says, in order to create the Shibud, we need a sefer hamikne. So the loiver writes a shtar. It's his shtar. And with the shtar, he's makne the shtar to the malve, Avram Ager. And that's how he's zeichet the shibut. But there's an understood condition. If I pay up the chayiv, when I pay up the chayiv, you give me back the shtar. So the whole shtar is a matona manas lahachzer. That means I'm giving it to you in order for you to get the shibut. That's the only way you can acquire the shibud is through the shtar. So I'm not giving you the shtar. But it's not you, I'm not giving you presents. I'm not giving you ribbis. I'm giving you the shtar in order to acquire a shibud. But when you'll get paid up, so memela, then the shtar goes back to me. That's the mutual understanding. And that's why in halacha you have to go, when he pays up, you give back the shtar to the loiver. So it's weit schwer. So what's the shaila? It eventually goes back to the loiver. So the Dvar Avraham Amor Dikazach. But this condition that it's given to the malve, it should be the malve's till he pays up the chayiv. Here the loiver never paid up the chayiv. I got news for you. Avraham Ager died, but he never paid up the chayiv. So out that condition that when I pay up the chayiv, I get back my shtar. Rabbi, you never paid up the chayiv. I got news for you. So memeila, so kozman, you don't pay up your chayiv. The shtar belongs to Avraham Ager, and you didn't pay up your. You put it to pay. Look, that's Baruch Hashem. The ger died. You put it to pay, but you never paid up the chayiv. So the shtar still belongs to Avraham Ager. Oh, the shtar belongs to Avraham Ager. So now Avraham Ager died. So it's Hefka. And so that's the shakel of Atayim in the Gemara. If he didn't zin to be zechen the paper, didn't even zin zechen be paper. That's the shakel of Atayim in the Gemara. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbe, Mashkoinoi shel Yisroel biyad ger. Now, a Yisroel borrowed money from a ger, and he gave him a mashkin. So the mashkin is by the ger. Umeis a ger, and the ger died. Uboy Yisroel ach, and now another yid comes. You should know when there was big labayis when a ger died. Everyone came in to see Kol Dichvin. So anyway, uboy Yisroel ach, behechzik boy. He wanted to pay the mashkin, no? He wants to be zeichen the mashkin. Moitzien oisei meyodei. And she'll dict. My time a kiven de meis lei ger pokalei shibudei. That means the whole shibud. The ger possessed a shibud in the mashkin. The ger is dead, so Mamela, he had a shibud in the mashkin. His possession becomes bottle, so the loive is eiche back in the shibud. Yeah. Zotrashi. Kalei shibude, become lei b'shusei demori, so the mashkin, it belongs back to the malva, to the loive, I'm sorry. Now let us see Tosfos. Mashkoinoi shel Yisrael biyad ger, meitzin oisim biyodoi. Vafilu mashkinoi sheloi b'shas halvosoi. There's a mashkin b'shas halvo, there's a mashkin sheloi b'shas halvo. And there's two distinct purposes in each mashkin. A mashkin b'shas halvo is not nitein ligavayne. That means Reuven comes to Shimon, he wants to buy $100. So Shimon says, what's going to be? You think I won't pay? Yeah. So give me a mashkin, then we'll be able to sleep nights, right? So he gives him a mashkin. So this mashkin that Reuven gives Shimon is that he should be batuach, that he'll have eventually, if he won't pay, he has the mashkin. That's a mashkin b'shas albo. A mashkin shaloi b'shasavo is a much more ernst shaila. Reuven said, I'll pay up in 30 days. It comes 30 days. Now Reuven. So Shimon comes over to Reuven. No. So he's giving him a mashkin. Now this mashkin is legevain already. Now there's a lot of shitas for Shem. This will say Rashi shita to make it a little easier to understand. Shelf taisa. So it's like Rashi, but let's not get into that. Rashi shita is, this mashkin, you owe me now the money. You gave me now the mashkin. This mashkin will be, you have 30 days to be paid it. But in 30 days, if you don't, you're not paid it, I don't have to go to Besdin. This mashkin is mine. So Lemaise, this mashkin already is a payment for the chayv. You could still be paid it in 30 days, but after 30 days, goodbye. So Memeil, so that's called Bal Chayv Koine Mashkin. There's already a kinyan in the mashkin. I have a kinyan legevain in the mashkin. I don't have to go to Bez, nothing. I have a kinyan in the mashkin. So Taisva says, so Lachaira Taisva's held. So really the ger, if a mashkin shaloi b'shas about, the ger had a kinyan in the mashkin. It's not pshat about the bells mashkin. It belongs already now to the ger. The ger died, it's hefker, so mele, now someone can be zeich in it. It's not pshat is that, I was meshubit, you had a shibud, and now the ger died, so mele, there's no more shibud. Vafilu mashkin is shaloi b'shas about, vafilu mandirma balchoiv kaina mashkin, whatever the ger possessed, it's only a shibud. Since in this 30-day period, he can still give him money, so it's still called, it's not his, it's a shibud. So it's a shibud, so the ger possessed a shibud. So the minute the ger died, so the shibud all of a sudden fizzles out. I just like to be misnamed as a meiridike rosh over here. Let's just see the Rosh for 1 minute. The Rosh says, this is Daf Kuf Chof Ches, Kuf Chof Ches B'Dafi Yorosh, Kuf Chof Ches, and this is somehow in brackets. Ois Vav, you look Ois Vav in the Ois Vav in the Rosh, Tav Kuf Chav Ches. Let's see, Vav. Mashkoine shall Yisrael be ad ager, u meis ager, u boi Yisrael achab herzik boi, mitzin oisi miyodoi, mai taime, kiven de mis ger, pokalei shibud, the shibud that the ger possessed became nifka, so memele, so the loiv is eichen the shibud. Mikan posek Rabbeinu Meir Zal, amir de kepsak, Kusi shehilve es Yisrael ala mashke. A kusi antayid, a goy antayid, money, and a mashke took a mashkin from the yid. Venofal hamashkin miyad a kusi. Now he lost it. The goy lost the mashkin. Umetzoi Yisrael acher. And a yid found the mashkin. A yid found the mashkin. Now, the mashkin, there was written a note to it, this is lost by Joe Johnson, and his name and address, give it back to me. There's another thing that says there, the mashkin belongs to Berl de Leuwe, and was given over to Joe Johnson as a mashkin. Now Ayid found it. Who does he return the mashkin to? To Mr. Johnson, to Berl de Leuwe. So the din is like this. There's a din, there's no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda to a goy. It's only, there's no mitzvah, the whole mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda is only to eat, not a goy. There's only an inyan that if I want to be Meshav the Beda, I'll Kiddush Hashem, there's such an inyan. I want to be Mekadosh Hashem. But like this, Me'ikar Adin, there's on Kiddush Hashem, there's no mitzvah to be Meshav to a goy. So Me'ikar Adin, I'm not mechuyev to be meishiv to the goy. So, he says, so in this matzev, the shibud that the goy possessed in this mashkin is gone and forgotten. Because he can't get, it's lost from him. There's no mitzvah to return it to him. So memele, it's considered that the shibud became nifka. So you mechuyev to return the mashkin to the yid. That's what he says over here. Chayiv leshiva lebailo, lefi sheguf hamashkin shaloi. The mashkin in reality, that's what says in Agama. The mashkin reality belongs to the loive. Loihaya lekusi olav elo shibut. He only has a shibut. Vekiven did not fall me name motza Yisrael pokeminei hashibut. The also lacks aveda lekusi. As long as I want to be not al kiddush Hashem, I want to the mitzvah of a Shabbos made is an issa to be. Maksa on the Beit Lekusi. Vimbo loimer mishum kdushes Hashem achzira. And he said, yeah. But, Avarim mekadesh Hashem, Shem Shemayim, Lekusi. So we tell him, you want to make a kiddush Hashem, yekadesh Hashem b'shaloi. You want to make a kiddush, take your money, give to the guy, you'll make a kiddush Hashem. V'lo yekadesh b'shalacherim b'lo yedait. Don't be mekadesh with his money. L'maisa in halacha, the mashkin belongs to the yid, It seems that the shibud was nifka. So, and als the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, you have to return it to the Yid. That's the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. You want to make a kiddush Hashem not on his money. Unless he's maskim. If he's maskim, then gives him tape. But if he's not maskim, you give back the mashkin to the Yid, and the guy loses his shibud in the mashkin.